When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
Chicago, Chicago, that wonderful town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. Now I'll bet your bottom dollar that you lose those blues in Chicago. The town that Willie B could not shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just wanna say, they do things that they don't do on Broadway. They have the time of their life. I saw a man dance with his wife in Chicago, my hometown. I saw a man do the twist with his wife in Chicago. In Chicago. In Chicago, my hometown.
Indeed, let's give it up for Mr. Tony Bennett, accompanied by Dave Brubeck in the White House in 1962. Hello, this is Larry Maslin, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the autumnal hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, you might call today's edition Broadway to State Street, because today is the broadcast that you've been waiting 108 years for. That's right, a tribute to Chicago. And of course, those of us who stayed up late the other night watching the incredible seventh game of the World Series saw a remarkable event, the crown of the World Series returning to Chicago for the first time in 108 years. Now, normally, I'd be utterly indifferent to something like this. I think I went to the Cooperstown Hall of Fame about 12 years ago and spent most of my time looking at the damn Yankees poster. But my wife is from Evanston, Illinois, and her dad in particular was a big fan of the Cubs. So today we're going to turn our musical chops, as it were, to that great city on the lake, which produced so much music in America and quite a lot of Broadway music. Well, we heard that great anthem by Fred Fisher, sung by Tony Bennett. Now let's look at a classic bit of musical theater, Showboat, from 1927, in which the second act begins in the Midway in Chicago, the Columbian Exposition, and segues over to New Year's Eve at the Trocadero, the famous nightclub and entertainment spot in Chicago. So we're going to listen to David Garrison and Paige O'Hara from an archival recording that John McGlynn did in the 1990s. Here is the song that they sang on New Year's Eve in Chicago in 1893.
So you're going away because your heart has gone astray, and you promised me that you would always faithful be. But if you must go, remember, dear, I love you so. Sure as stars to shine. You'll think of when I call you mine.
Goodbye, my lady love. Farewell, my turtle dove. You are the idol and darling of my heart, but someday you will come back to me and love me tenderly. So goodbye, my lady love, goodbye. Goodbye, my lady love. Farewell, my turtle dove. You are the idol and darling of my heart, but someday you will come back to me and love me tenderly. So goodbye, my lady love, goodbye.
From the Trocadero nightclub in Chicago, from Showboat, of course. You know, I was thinking I should play something from 108 years ago, but to tell you the truth, the 1908 Broadway season didn't reveal a lot of great hits or even recordings I could play with some confidence. So let us return to Chicago, and a signal event happens in 1922 when a wonderful jazz cornetist from New Orleans takes the train and gets off and goes to work with King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. That, of course, was Louis Armstrong. And Armstrong made Chicago jazz in the 1920s with different combos and would start to sing some Broadway-oriented music before he went to New York in the late 20s and early 30s. So here is the Van Heusen Dorothy Field song from Blackbirds of 1928. Recorded by Louis Armstrong and his Sal and his Savoy Ballroom 5.
Diamond bracelet. old white top socks and my little baby don't run on. Tell my lucky day, your lucky day, you know darn well, baby, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Louis Armstrong can't give me anything but love. Heck, I'll take it. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are doffing our cap, our Cubs cap, to the great city of Chicago, which gave us so much music and a lot of interesting settings for various Broadway musicals. Well, when you think of Armstrong and his jazz band, the next logical Chicagoan to take up the crown would be Benny Goodman, who grew up in Chicago and studied there and went to high school there and formed his own band in the mid-20s. Here is an early recording from the 1930s of a song called Runnin' Wild, which I love what he does with it. And I also love the song because it always makes me think of another great Chicago 1920s artifact, which of course is the film Some Like It Hot, where Marilyn Monroe sings this tune, which originated on Broadway in 1923. So take it away, Benny Goodman, and then we'll listen to another rendition of a song almost five decades later in his career, also from Broadway. But here is Benny Goodman, Runnin' Wild.
Thank you. again. Haven't changed much, have you?
That was Benny Goodman, native Chicagoan, about 5 decades after he started in the business, of course, playing Sondheim's beautiful Send in the Clowns. What an artist he was. Well, it was not just musicians and performers who came from Chicago, but also one of our great American composers. That was Julie Stein. Now, astute listeners will know or remember that he was actually born in London, but by the time he came over at the age of 8 in 1913, he made his early career in Chicago for studying there and going to various conservatories and becoming a, quote, prodigy, classical prodigy, but it wasn't long before he got into the jazz scene and wrote a song in the late 20s, which became a classic called Sunday. And here is Maxine Sullivan to render Julie Stein's first big hit.
All week long, the world seems oh so blue, 'cause I'm away from you, miss you too, each night in my dreams. I keep on dreaming about you, can't live without you. I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. It seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday, is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. Sunday, that one day when I'm with you, it seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday, oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna be die, but after payday, it's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. That one day when I'm with you.
I'd like to dedicate this number to that windy old city by the shores of Lake Michigan. When you meet a man in Gay Paris, the chances are he's gonna be a maitre d' or merchant of fine wine. You meet a man in London town and know he pulls his money down by huddling with bankers or owning oil tankers. But when you meet a man in Chicago, you never, never know what business he's in. He might be, my dear, some high financier. They might volunteer. It's 10-1, he isn't. There are certain men in Chicago who never, never tell what business they're in.
That was Julie Stein and Bob Merrill, or at least Julie Stein, making a return to his hometown of Chicago. That was a 1972 musical, Sugar, which is based on Some Like It Hot, also a fabulous movie that starts in Chicago. So great to hear Julie Stein return to his roots. This is Larry Maslin on Broadway to Main Street. Today we're going Broadway to State Street, or North Michigan, or whatever you want over there near Wrigley Field. And we will look at another show, which is set in Chicago. It's interesting. If you've ever seen the 1957 movie of Pal Joey, for some reason they reset it in San Francisco. Makes no sense. Which meant they sort of had to potchke around with the opening number, which I like a lot. Of course, Rodgers and Hart, 1940. Here is Mary Claire Herron, a chanteuse extraordinaire, singing the opening number to Pal Joey.
There's a great big town on a great big lake called Chicago. When the sun goes down, it is wide awake. Take your ma and your pa, go to Chicago. Boston is England, New Orleans is France, New York is anyone's for 10 cents a dance. But this great big town on the great big lake is America's first, and Americans make Chicago. Hiya, boy. Take your ma and your pa, go to Chicago. Boston is England, New Orleans is France, New York is anyone's for 10 cents a dance. But this great big town on that great big lake is America's first, and Americans make Chicago.
What do I care for a dame? What do I care for a dame? Every old dame is the same. Every damn dame is the same. I got a future, a rosy future. You can be sure I'll be tops. I'm independent, I'm no defendant. I'll own the nightclub that's tops, and I'll be in with the cops. What do I care for the skirts? What do I care for the skirts? I'll make them pay till it hurts. Let them put up till it hurts. I'm gonna own a nightclub. It's gonna be the right club for the swell gentry. It's elementary. I'll wear top hat and cane and chain joy. They'll pay joy, the gay joy. I can see it plain.
From the end of Act One to Pal Joey, that was the Cast album, which was based on a revival in 1952, which was based on the studio album from 1951. Very complicated. Maybe we'll discuss that at some point. But you can't have Chicago without Pal Joey. And you can't have Broadway to Main Street without Larry Maslon. I'm your host here today, and today we are celebrating the Cubs' historic win in that great city. I know American Make. I have no idea what that lyric actually means by Roger. I have to ask Larry Hart someday. Well, mostly when musicals celebrated Chicago, they dealt with the razzmatazz and jazz and gangster era that has become such a part of American mythology. But there is another side to Chicago, of course, the actual folks who live there. And A Raisin in the Sun, Lorraine Hansberry's historic play, dealt with a black family trying to move out of Bronzeville, which was the black neighborhood in Chicago, into an integrated white neighborhood. Rather complicated story. But in 1974, they made a musical called Raisin, kind of underestimated score. Here is Virginia Capers, who won the Tony Award for Best Actress, singing as Lena Younger with their little plant about her hopes and dreams to move to another neighborhood in Chicago. A whole lot of sunlight from Raisin.
Hold on, little sprout, sitting there, reaching out. Ain't no time to fall. Time to stand up tall. Hold on, little sprout. Don't be letting go. Won't be long for to grow. There'll be a whole lot of sunlight, nothing but blue in the skies. Bright yellow blossoms catching butterflies. And when the leaves are lullabying in your ear, won't need to open up your eyes to know the time of year, time to get out in the morning. To bathe in the glow, and when that lazy old sun sets, just you let it go. No need to sit around remembering how it used to be. Sunlight shining for you and me. Time to get out in the morning. Time to won't be long before you start to grow.
If you've ever wondered what Chi Town refers to, or Chi, of course, it's an abbreviation for Chicago. And that was On the 20th Century, another Tony-winning musical from the 1970s in which these stranded actors are dying to get out of Chicago back to New York City. And the 20th Century, of course, is the fabled train that took them from Chai to NY in 16 hours. And you'll remember that and I guess in the next scene, the actress that gets on outside of Chicago, gets on the 20th Century, is Lily Garland, played by Madeline Kahn. Great performance. Madeline Kahn also gave a little doff of her hat to Chicago in New Faces of 1968 in a brilliant parody of Brecht and Weill called Das Chicago Song. And we'll get to hear her. And Brecht and Weill wrote a lot of stuff sort of set in America. Brecht wrote a couple of plays set in Chicago and Cicero and places like that. So here's an imagining of Chicago as a den of iniquity, courtesy of Madeline Kahn.
There is a strange foreign city, 6,000 miles from Berlin, near to the mountains where the Mississippi flows, a magic town where the drugstores never close. I know too well its mystic spell. I met my love in that city. God, how I took it on the chin. He took my love and then he sailed away, somewhere's east of Stuttgart on the road to Mandalay. Now in a third-rate cafe in Weltschmerzstraße 93, there's a Berlin girl awaiting for her lover from that city across the sea. Me. I can't forget, I remember it yet, that faraway city where we met. You walked up to me and you tipped your hat and you kicked my dog and that was that. Let's go away, you said. Today, you said, I'm a CPA, you said. Max, you dirty rat. Pooey. Old Chicago by the sea, we tangled the night away in a whiskey bar, don't ask why. Gangsters crooned to a Spanish guitar, and the moan of the saxophone and the wail of the castanet in old Chicago. Remember it, Max.
Whip. Boy.
why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car, I know a whoopee spot. While the gin is cold, but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz. Slick your hair and wear your buckle shoes. And all that jazz, I hear that Father Dib is gonna blow over the blues. And all that jazz, hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hop. I bought some aspirin on at United Drug in case you shake apart and want a brand new start to do that jazz. And all that jazz.
Hotcha!
And all that jazz. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz. Find a flask, we're playing fast and loose.
And all that jazz.
Right up here is where I store the juice.
And all that jazz.
Come on, babe, we're gonna brush the sky. I bet you're lucky, and then I'm a flew so high. Cause in the stratosphere, how could you lend an ear to all that jazz?
Oh, you're gonna see a shape, a shimmy shape.
And all that jazz.
Oh, she's gonna shimmy till the gutters break.
And all that jazz.
Show her where to park her girdle. Oh, her mother's blood will curdle.
If she'd hear her baby squeal for my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
Start the car, I know a whoopee spot. Well, the gin is cool, but the piano is hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that. No, I'm no one's wife, but
well, it was inevitable in an episode called My Kind of Town, Chicago, that we would get to the Candor and Ebb musical by that name, of course. The jazz age of Chicago, has it ever been immortalized better than in that particular musical from 1975? That recording I kind of like a lot, and it's funny for me. That's Ute Lemper, a wonderful German-born singer from the London cast album of Chicago. I think I saw that production with her and Ruthie Henshaw. It was pretty darn good. And I guess the amusing thing, or vaguely amusing, is we heard Madeleine Kahn, an American, pretending to be German, and then we heard a German pretending to be American. That's the way it goes here on Broadway to Main Street. Well, as I said earlier, Broadway to Main Street made a detour to the Midwest, to the City of Broad Shoulders, Chicago, Broadway to State Street, as a way of celebrating not only the wonderful music and the performers and the and the composers and performers who came out of Chicago. If we had more time, I would have included Mandy Patinkin and Ann Hampton Calloway and her sister Liz Calloway and the West End musical Windy City, but we heard a little bit of that a couple of weeks ago. At any rate, that is our tribute to Chicago today, and that's for my father-in-law, Dick Elam, who's a Cubs fan his whole life and alas did not get to see the triumph of last week, but always happy to listen to the music that comes out of Chicago, especially in the jazz era. Well, it's an interesting fall. We're a couple days away from Election Day, so you can feel the electricity in the air, or maybe it's just the electricity in the studio here. I want to thank Kyle Lynch and Dr. Wally Smith for Broadway to Main Street, and just to tell folks that we are getting very, very near to our 200th episode. So listen for that, and of course listen to us on iTunes and on our website. Well, you can't get out of Chicago, as it were. You can't get out of Union Station without, or Dearborn Street Station, without reaching to Frank Sinatra. So here, from Robin and the Seven Hoods, is Chicago, My Kind of Town, by Sinatra himself.
Now this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. So may I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss. This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who smile at you, and time I roam, Chicago is calling me home. Chicago is why I just grin like a clown. It's my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of razzmatazz, and it has all that jazz. And each time I leave, Chicago is tugging my sleeve. Chicago is the Wrigley Building. Chicago is the Union Stockyards. Chicago is one town that won't let you down. It's my
time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.